from the CFM studios on the Sunshine Coast. It's the Ellie and Taz podcast.
Hello. Thanks for clicking download. It could be like 2025 when someone's listening to this.
Welcome.
Just had a thought.
Yeah, what's it like with the hoverboards, the cars that fly? I was expecting flying cars actually by now. I know people have said, oh, you can get them.
Mm.
I want everybody to have one.
I watched a vlog last night, a YouTube video about...
A vlog? 2010's calling. They want their reference back.
I don't know. What do YouTubers call it?
Just a YouTube video.
Just a YouTube video?
Yeah.
Okay. I watched a YouTube video about how Japan is living in the future.
Yes.
And it's all the cool things that Japan does that the rest of the world doesn't do.
Right.
Futuristic. It was a great video.
What sort of stuff?
Capsule pods. So instead of getting a hotel room,
yeah,
you get like a full, like a, just a capsule, like a bed in a room.
Yep.
And not a bed in a capsule.
Yeah, you literally just turn up.
Yeah.
You brush your teeth, I guess, in a communal bathroom.
Yeah.
Don't like the idea of that.
You don't even have to unpack your bags. They give you like an amenities bag with PJs and toothbrush and stuff. So it's good for if you're going on a night out.
Have
I
you
reckon.
Used one?
No, I don't want to.
Because you've been to Japan a heap. I thought maybe you might have.
Nah.
Okay.
Nah, I'm a hotel room type
to be
of girl.
Fair, also, you are only about 20 centimetres away from the person sleeping next to you.
Yeah.
Those capsules.
Dan said that he stayed in one once and it was just a curtain separating you from the next person. Yeah. That's gross.
No, you could just roll over.
Yeah.
Spoon them.
Yeah.
Or they could spoon you, even worse.
Yeah, not what you want.
Okay, would you rather have a stranger spoon you or you spoon a stranger?
Me spoon a stranger.
Why is that better? It feels better, doesn't it?
Because I'm not creepy and they are if they're spooning me.
Every other human on the planet is a creep.
Yeah. Another hey. Another of one of the robotic of
oh,
the
we're
futuristic.
Still on this?
Yeah. Robot hotel. So you go there and there's
robots. Hotel for robots.
Yeah, there's a robot at the reception and they check you in. So you don't actually have, there's no humans there. It's just all robots.
And the robot cleaners?
Yeah, I assume so.
Wow.
Yeah. It's creepy. Anyway,
the capsules, the capsules could be a robot sort of facility.
Yeah.
But not as good as your capsule gear. I think we were on a high before and then you brought it down with the robot gear.
Sorry.
Enjoy the show wherever you're listening to this from. I'd love to know actually how far away people are hearing this. Like if you're in another country that's not Australia, check in. Message our Instagram. Mm. Tell us that you're a podcast fan and which country you're listening from.
Yeah.
Oh, are we boring you?
No, I'm just tired. But yeah, I agree. Absolutely.
If you caught that yawn from Ellie's yawn before, also let us know.
If it made you yawn.
Yeah.
Bit of fun.
Can you then pass it on to somebody
okay.
else? And then okay, all right.
We have
sorry.
Talked out all the words now.
Every single word's done.
Do I talk about the robots? Okay, enjoy.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Drama in Budrum this morning.
Yeah.
Wises Road had to be evacuated because there was a footpath explosion.
Right.
Not something you see every day.
I don't know much about this. I just know I was caught in the traffic of it this morning.
Yeah, well, it did. I'm pretty sure the whole of all the businesses along Wises Road were evacuated at some point. An exclusion zone was put in place between the roundabout that intersects Wises Road with Sugar Road.
Yes.
And then the roundabout that continues on to Wises Road. So that's quite a big stretch.
Yeah.
And people working on those businesses just got told, hey, you can take the day off. Go home. What a dream. Can we have a footpath explode near the Kentucky building, please? That'd be great.
Yeah, that's not bad.
But not ideal. They're investigating it, or they have been ever since. And they think it was an electrical explosion.
There's stuff under the pavements, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's like water and...
Cables?
Cables and stuff. I guess
sewers?
It's a whole other world, yeah.
It is a whole other world,
okay,
Tassie.
All right. I'm trying to add some colour because your story's drying up.
Taz has just realised, shock horror, there's stuff under the ground.
There is. I'm just realising it for the first time. I was thinking, what could explode?
The cement?
Yeah.
Maybe the grass? Is there rocks underneath?
All right. It does sound like me.
It does, yeah. You're supposed to be the nerd on the group. You should know all about about this stuff.
Hey, maybe we need a new nerd for 2025 on the show.
All right. I'll do it. There was also a small explosion in Surfers Paradise a couple of days ago.
Related?
A very similar thing.
Could they be related?
Yes, they think that they could be.
Oh.
The Electrical Trades Union has demanded the Australian Energy Regulator to travel to Queensland to figure out what's going on.
Why are they not already in Queensland?
Well, because they're...
Can't we get one in each state?
Well, they're probably in Canberra or something. They're the top dogs.
This is so boring.
It's very... very pertinent all to everyone.
Pertinent?
Who walks on footpaths.
No one needs to know the trade union, whatever it is, coming up here to Queensland.
Because there's a conspiracy.
Oh, what's the conspiracy?
That the hot, humid days are blowing up cables.
That is a conspiracy. Except it's not that hot today.
Yeah, but it's been a heat wave.
545-11919, Sunny Coast, have you got a story that's more interesting than Ellie's? I don't care what it's about. Have you got an interesting story?
No. Okay, the question is what exploded, okay? Have you seen an explosion?
Let's keep it real broad. Have you got something that's more interesting than the story that Ellie just told? 545-11919. If you do, I'm giving you a double pass to the movies this afternoon. We've got tickets to Sonic the Hedgehog 3.
Fortunately, the second explosion happened in a less populated area than the first one. Do you want more details?
Totally, yeah, because it makes it very easy to beat the story. Let's go to Biwa. G'day, Paul. Welcome to the show.
G'day, how's it going today?
We are well-ish, thank you, Paul. tell us, have you got a better explosion story than mine?
I have an absolutely better explosion story than yours. So probably about 25, 26 years ago, I had a rural property and I'd gone out there for a weekend with my girlfriend at the time and we decided that we were going to blow up a massive great big meat ant's nest. And so I poured about 2 kilograms of gunpowder, which I had out there, into this ant's nest and then made a little trail with the gunpowder all the way back, you know, about a meter away from the ant's nest.
Paul,
and
had you,
when you've watched
Paul, before you go on, had you used gunpowder to blow things up before or were you a novice at this point?
I was a novice at this point.
Okay, good.
I was a hunter, hunting and shooting at the time, so I had gunpowder for that.
Yep.
I'd watched too many Westerns and, you know, when they light the little fuse and it burns along really slowly, this was modern gunpowder. And, of course, I lit the fuse and within about half a second, the entire ant's nest exploded. We were both lost our eyebrows, were showered with hundreds of very angry flaming ants, and I mean literally flaming ants, that went inside of our clothes and all over us and into our hair, and they were not happy, obviously. We jumped into the dam to get the ants to you know, put the ants out and also to get them off us. And I'm pleased to say that despite that, 24 years later, my girlfriend and I have been married for 24 years this year.
Yes.
So she still married me.
I was going to say, surely that was the final date. If you're getting me covered in angry ants.
I thought that was a deal breaker, but no.
Fire ants also. Literal fire ants on fire. I was thinking that Paul was going to say, but after all this time, I was like, the anthill's still alive? What? Paul, we're going to put you in the draw, mate. You're going to win double pass to go and see Sonic the Hedgehog 3, thanks to Paramount Pictures. Well done.
No worries, thanks.
And maybe stay away from gunpowder just from here on out.
Nah.
Is that fair?
I have.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, good to know.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
Today, though... Taz, it's a very sad day.
Sad day. December 11th.
December 11th.
Yeah, 2024.
Has been named International Breakup Day.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hang on.
Yeah.
As in more breakups happen today than any other day of the year.
Correct.
Oh.
December.
There will be people listening to this right now.
Who are going through breakups.
They may have already had a breakup today.
They may have. Well, December's recognised as the most popular month-to-time call on a relationship.
Wow.
With today in particular being breakup day.
Okay, so it's not too close to Christmas. I think any later than now, you're going, oh, we have to stay together for Christmas.
Let's
have to stay together for New Year.
100%. 100%. So it is. It's to do with it being close to Christmas, people reassessing the New Year and what they want in the New Year. Financial strain.
Yep.
It all just bubbles up.
Oh, you don't want to buy that person a present.
Oh.
Just get it done before Christmas.
Do you know what? So.
I've broken up with somebody. I'm just remembering this now.
Yeah.
I was a teenager. I just want to preface that. I didn't know what I was doing. The dating world was scary.
Yeah.
I broke up with someone 2 days before their birthday because I didn't, not because I didn't have a gift, but I didn't have a gift and I was like, well, I don't want to get a gift. I'll save the $50.
Taz, just the violins are getting louder.
Yeah, just let this play out.
That is
I deserve
so
it.
Awful.
It's terrible. It was, yeah.
You didn't know what to get them, so you broke up with them.
I thought that also, as a teenager, I didn't understand, right? And I was like, well, the breakup happens now. 2 days later, it's your birthday. You just bounce straight back up. Who cares? You get over it.
Oh, it's awful.
Well, it's bad.
I've had two major breakups in my life.
Mm-hmm.
One, I got a Facebook reminder today because it happened 9 years ago. So breakup day is a thing. The other one was about the 17th or 18th of December.
That's late.
So just before Christmas, twice, big relationships of mine came to an end.
Oh, Chaney, it's your breakup anniversary today.
It is. But I mean, look, I'm in the best relationship I've ever had now, so it's all good. We're not breaking up.
Oh, Dan's calling. Uh-oh.
No, Dan.
This doesn't bode well.
If you're listening, don't break up with me, please, just because it's breakup day.
Just do it tomorrow.
But look at this Facebook memory that's popped up from 9 years ago, right?
It's the eyeliner on her.
Ellie Chaney updated her profile picture, because that's what you do when you go through a breakup.
No.
And so it's a selfie of me and the caption for it.
Oh, straight out of a breakup. So the breakup's happened. You've gone, well, I need to change my profile pic.
Yeah.
So it's just you, the picture. It really looks like you've tried to smile through the pain.
Yeah, well, no, because it was an old photo. Dan's just messaging me saying we need to chat. Dan!
Yes!
No, we don't! Okay?
Dan, you know our number. I know you've never been on the show, but I would love to have chatted to you just then. Just saying.
Back to the selfie from 9 years ago on International Breakup Day. The caption.
Here we go. How old were you?
20.
Early 20s.
Yeah, 23 maybe.
Okay. 22.
New beginnings. What a loser.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, Google have revealed their top searches of 2024. I love this stuff. I love this time of year because every company is just coming out with, it's the Spotify Wrapped of our company.
Well, we get some stats, don't we? We get to know the habits of Aussies or sunny coasters across the board.
We do. We do, Tazzy. They've broken it. Sorry, you threw me. I didn't have any.
By agreeing with you.
Well, I don't have Sunshine Coast specific stats for you.
No, that's okay.
Nor do I have stats, actually. Okay. So I didn't know how to respond.
Well, you also said to me 5 minutes ago you didn't want to do this segment.
Hey, I am up and about this.
Yes.
Where do you want me to start?
Well, at number 10, and then we'll go number 9.
But it's broken up into so many different things. So there's the top overall searches.
Yeah.
There's the top sporting searches.
Mm-hmm.
There's my favourite is the top how-to searches. So
okay.
When people
give us
have
those.
Typed in how-to in 2024, what are they asking how to do? How to tune a car engine. How to inspect a used car. A lot of car ones.
Mm.
How to increase horsepower.
Oh, interesting.
I'd be annoyed.
The hoons of the sunny coast.
Just give it a whip, I'd say.
Okay.
No?
That's not good.
That's
not
how it works.
No.
Okay. There's one that's actually stood out to me. It's the seventh most Google how-to search in Australia in 2024.
Oh.
And I'm pretty sure that 95% of the searches were made from my friend Taz. How to talk to women.
Oh. Actually, I probably did Google that at least once.
Did you?
Mm.
Number 5 is how to mew, M-E-W. What's mew?
Oh, yeah, Gen Z.
Oh, is that like dab?
It's something to do with the chin and the jawline and the cheek. I can't find an answer.
It's a Pokemon.
Yeah, it is a Pokemon.
Oh, but that's not what
it is. I had to look through my Google history.
Oh, did you?
Mm. The one that shows up the most prominently, because we have to write a lot of stuff down with people calling through, winning prizes, addresses, mobile numbers, stuff like that, is how to spell pariaria. Apparently, I've Googled that quite a bit. Because I just don't know. It doesn't get any easier. People tell me and I go, it's not going in. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it should be how to pronounce it because no one knows the answer to that either, to be honest. The top 5 things that we Googled in 2024 overall.
Yep.
Number 5, Taylor Swift.
Great.
Number 4, Liam Payne, RIP.
Number 3, how much money does Chaney own? How many millions actually has she got?
Should we try this?
Mm-hmm.
Shall we see what Google does, right? Well, let's both go to Google on our phones.
Okay.
And I'm going to put in, how does Taz Erickson, and see what autocorrect comes up.
And I'll replace it with you.
Yeah.
How does Ellie...
Is Taz Erickson. Okay. Turns out you're not a big enough deal to get autocorrected.
Could have told you that. How does Ellie Chaney die?
Is that what comes up?
Legit. Then the second one, get married. Which one would you like to know? Would you like to know the answer between die or get married?
Definitely get married.
You'd rather know how you get married
yes.
than how you die.
Yes.
Okay, we'll go. How does Ellie Cheney get married?
She doesn't.
Look, there's nothing here, so unfortunately, help you.
Do you know what's concerning for you? Is I get how does Ellie Cheney die? When I type in how does Taz Erickson, it comes up with how does Taz Erickson live?
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 FM.
Not feeling 100% myself this afternoon, Sunny Coast. It's when stuff happens to family, it does throw you a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I learned yesterday around this sort of time of the show, yesterday afternoon, my dad was heading to hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Heart not playing ball. Not a new issue, but an issue that definitely wasn't going away. And so they've taken him to the hospital. But I just want to say a big shout out. And it's not something that I really should remember to do this more. And maybe it's just me being a horrible human, but I feel like we're all kind of a little guilty of this. Is there's a lot of people out there that are working, especially in the health sector, that do so much amazing stuff.
Mm.
Every single day they're putting up with crap. They're
yep.
putting up with all sorts of things going on and helping so many Sunny Coasters. And now, you know, since my dad's involved and blah, 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 all of a sudden I want to say thank you, but we should be doing this more often.
Yeah, well, it's one of those things that, you know, until it's right in front of you, you may not realise, you know,
totally.
You may not know.
It's not in front of you and I guess you're not across it. But, yeah, if you're, you know, if you're in a share house full of nurses or if you're a doctor or your partner is or, you know, they're going above and beyond, just say thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you from me. Because it's one of those things, a lot of people doing a lot of cool stuff right across the Sunny Coast and we just don't say thank you enough.
Yeah.
And I'm sure also anybody that's having to deal with my dad all day, thank you.
Well, I reckon he'll be listening to you right now from hospital.
Yeah.
So, yeah, sending you love, Dad. Can I call him Dad or is that weird?
Yeah, you can talk. You can call him Dad.
Okay.
That's a little weird.
Okay. Get well soon.
Don't do it in front of
Papa?
Me.
Papa? Should I do Papa?
Yeah, Papa's actually... No, it's worse.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Good on you, Tazzy.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Hey, the Sounds of Australia. Ever heard of it?
No, but I am looking for date ideas. Sounds like a real killer. Hey, babe, where are we going? Well, we're going to go to the Sounds of Australia Museum.
Bro, you're in radio. You should care about sounds. We make a living out of sounds. You know, I play bloody sounds every day, like this one.
Oh, that's loud.
Do you prefer this one?
That was live from you, wasn't it?
No. It was from my list
of
sounds.
You've got them on tap.
But each year they add 10 new things, 10 new sounds to the Sounds of Australia archive, right?
Yeah.
And this is anything from songs, jingles, audio memes, speeches that have been
made.
Not
Happy Jan would be on there,
but
surely.
That's the thing.
Not Happy Jan!
Perfect.
It's not.
No, what about don't chop the dinosaur, Daddy?
Well,
remember that one?
The criteria is it has to be at least 10 years old,
ooh,
which both of those probably would be.
That'd be close.
Yeah.
What about that Ajax spray and wipe?
Thank you.
That
Ajax spray and wipe.
Yeah.
Antibacterial.
Yeah. And the little song that she did, little song and dance.
What was the song and dance?
I cannot remember it. I thought you were going to, yeah.
I just know. Antibacterial.
There'll
part.
Be people in their cars right now going, yeah, we know the song. I'm close. Anyway, you go. I'll just think about it.
Okay, well, 10 new things have been added. And to be honest, 8 out of 10, I don't know what they are.
So they're the obscure sounds of
Australia. Yeah, very obscure.
You work in radio. You should care about the sounds.
Yeah, but like I said to you before, I may work in radio, but my sounds are...
Yeah.
So...
Another live one. It's starting to go a little green in here. It's actually really weird.
I don't think I'm going to make the panel of experts. All right, added in 2024 is...
I'm in chains.
Oh, so
Tina Arena. Yeah.
Songs can be in.
Added a few years ago was... You're the voice trying to understand it. So, yeah.
Banger.
The Wiggles are in there as well. But the one that I like the most that's been added this year is, you ready for this iconic banger?
Here we go. Dun, 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 dun. Oh, that's because you've worked the cricket once in your life and all of a sudden you're like, you know what, this reminds me of the cricket.
No, it's such a good ad. A heart and thirst needs a big cold beer. Or like, what is it? You can get it in the backyard. You can get it. playing the cricket.
Maybe you shouldn't have a rap alter ego and you should just have like a beer ad alter ego.
As a matter of fact, you can get one right now.
Why don't they add this one into the Sounds of Australia?
He may not be back tomorrow. But that's okay. We're having fun.
What's
just you and me. Am I right? Okay. Don't all answer at once. That, okay.
I go away for one day and that is the radio going through the speakers. That was terrible. They should add that in. In 10 years they will because it's got to be 10 years old.
Don't you worry. It's the Sound of Australia, buddy. We produce them every day.
Don't all answer at once.
Here at CFM.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
Just before we were talking about the Ajax spray and wipe jingle.
Yeah, the Sounds of Australia is what we were actually talking about. 10 sounds get added every year. And I said, surely it's the Ajax spray and wipe jingle. I couldn't remember the song, but I was close. I can't remember it. I'm close. We had to Google it.
We Googled like five different versions.
Ajax anti-bac protects.
Yes.
Cause it cleans and disinfects. We got the cleaning out of the way. Enjoy a holiday. So thank you. Ajax spray and wipe. Antibacterial.
Oh my goodness. My ring.
Ellie just danced to that so hard she's thrown her ring across the room.
It just flew off in the air.
That's a really expensive ring that's supposed to track like heart rate and stuff, and your heart rate was through the roof because of the Ajax jingle. Anyway, you'll have to find the ring later. Chaney, we're on the air. Chaney.
I can't lose it. Okay, all right, we'll play Bandle next. I got to go ring hunting thanks to Ajax spray and wipe. Antibacterial.
It's Ellie and Taz for the drive home.
This is our favourite game. It's called Bandle. Every day, a mystery song to guess. Today, we're going back to 1999. I don't know it. Chaney doesn't know it. And, of course, you don't know it, Sunny Coast. We have to guess it together. 545-11919 when you think you know what it is. We could be giving you a $50 voucher to Nambour Cinemas. Thank you very much. The new Nambour Cinema. Tickets from $10 or VIP recliners $15.
All righty. Let's go. Layer number one.
We just get the drums to start off.
Okay.
It's always tough. 1999. Is that a bongo?
It sounds a bit deeper than a bongo. From my knowledge of bongos, the cadence seems a little too high.
Okay, all right. Let's go to the next layer because that's given us absolutely nothing.
I have a...
No, you don't.
I do.
You don't.
I've put a song on the bar, on the buttons.
Okay.
Just to have ready just in case.
Okay, all right.
I was wrong with the song I put on the buttons.
It's always the way. It would have been Delta Goodrum knowing her.
It was Ace of Base, The Sign, if you must know.
Is this... Sounds very Matchbox 20 or something. Let's go to the phones, though. 545-11919. Who's this?
This is Cornell. How you going?
Hey, Cornell. What's going on?
Just having a drive. I think it's The Sign, Ace of Base.
That's what I thought it was, too.
I can look it up. Hang on. I've got it. I've got the app in front of me. Hang on. Ace.
No, I reckon that bass line was not the same. The drum sounded the same, though.
No, it's not that, I'm afraid. Sorry, guys.
Sorry,
mate.
Good effort, though.
Yep, not
great
a bad
minds
guess.
Think alive, Cordell. You and me.
Think alive.
Think alive?
Great minds think alive.
Okay. Well, at least we don't think dead. All right, should we hear another layer or do we want to go down the line?
Let's hear another layer.
All righty, here we go.
It's,
you got it now,
oh, let's go to the phones. 545-11919. Oh, they've just dropped out. They didn't want a chance to win the tickets. All right, here we go. Who's this?
Oh, hello. Oh. Hello. You are live on the radio. This is a beautiful moment. What do you reckon that song is?
We think it's I Want It That Way by Backstreet Boys.
You know what? So do we.
Tell me why. Woo! Well done. You have scored yourself a $50 voucher to the new Nambour Cinemas. Well done.
Oh, the phone line's not great, but the excitement is real by the sound of it.
Tickets from $10 or VIP recliners, $15. That $50 voucher is going to go great. Have a great afternoon. Thank you so much for calling. And that bandle, we should have guessed it earlier than that.
I mean, I had it, but I just didn't want to say that I had it.
Get out of here. You said Ace of Base originally.
Yeah, at first. Similar. Ready? I'll play them together.
Oh, yeah. Here we go. This will be... People will call us going, you've got two songs playing over the top of each other. Is something going wrong?
Okay, fair enough.
Ellie and Taz on 91.9 CFM.
The unlikely pairing, Elton John, Britney Spears, Hold Me Closer on CFM. I thought it was weird when they teamed up, did you?
Yeah, but great song.
Great song.
I didn't know whether it would work. Love Hold Me Closer.
Do we think the Hold Me Closer,
yeah.
Hold Me Closer.
Well, you're doing good, Britney.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Should I team up with Elton John?
Maybe not. Okay. Maybe not. I think Elton likes a certain level of quality.
Elton and Ellie. Our names were made for it.
Ellington John is the better one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, today is officially 2 weeks till Christmas, which means Australia Post is going to be absolutely rammed over the next couple of weeks.
Sure are.
We need to get.
It's all with our mail.
Absolutely.
It's all coming from the CFM building because not many people are doing Christmas cards anymore. Not as many as I guess they used to.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people running out of time or just not able to afford it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of Christmas cards. You go to the shops, $12 for a Christmas card.
I know.
Crazy.
It's
I mean,
ridiculous.
It comes with an envelope. However, we've been able to print 100 Ellie and Taz Christmas cards with envelopes for about $1 each. Thank you very much. So in future, if you're doing Christmas cards, just print your own.
I know, way cheaper. If you would like one, 545-11919. We'll get your address. It'll get sent to your house, hopefully before Christmas.
Totally.
Cards don't take that long to come, do they?
One of those Christmas cards as well is going to have a $50 note inside. So you could be scoring yourself a nice little Christmas bonus.
Mm-hmm.
But every single card will have a personalised, what we're calling, Ellie and Taz Premonish.
Absolutely. We'll tell you what your 2025 is going to hold. And look, we've also been having messages to the socials.
Yes.
Which is another way. If you can't call us right now, message us, cfm.radio. Robin's done that.
Mm.
She said, I'm one of those freaks that writes a Christmas letter and posts around 50 or so cards every year.
Wow.
Most people don't send cards anymore, so we don't get many in return.
Robin, we'll get you an Ellie and Taz Christmas card, my friend. Well done. You're putting in the hard efforts for the Christmas letter. Let's go to the phones, though. 545-11919.
Hugh in Budrum, is that you?
Yes, it is.
Hello,
how are you?
Hugh. We're well, thank you. Have you received any Christmas cards yet in 2024?
I'm expecting one, which I get every year from my mother.
Oh, I thought you were going to say one from you guys.
No, well, I'm expecting two now.
Good. Well, so you should, my friend, because you've got yourself one.
Fantastic.
Good on you, bud. We'll go down the line.
He's overjoyed with excitement.
Yeah, well, us and his mum. He's a lucky guy. Amber in Mooloola Valley, hello. Is that you online too?
Yes, it is.
Hello. What about you? Have you received any cards this year?
No, I don't get cards. Oh. That's why I've decided to ring up and get one from you guys.
Hey.
That would be fantastic.
Amber, I'm going to need you to promise us that even if maybe you only get one card this year and it is from Ellie and Taz, you still need to put the string up and hang it.
Oh, I will, and I'll even send you guys a photo of it.
Yes, we want to see our Ellie and Taz Christmas cards in the wild.
Yeah. Mm. In fact, everyone should send us photos of them and then tag us on the socials.
Yep. Oh,
this thing's getting too big for its britches. Tazzy?
Well, we did print 100 because we got trigger happy. It was supposed
did.
To be 50 and we were like, oh, there's a bargain if we can buy 100 of them. So now we've got twice as many to give away.
The phone lines are lighting up. Finally, Courtney, hello.
Hello.
Would you like yourself an Ellie and Taz Christmas card?
Yes, please.
Beautiful. Easy. That's all you have to do.
We can do
that,
Courtney.
Well, also hold the line and give us your address and all of that.
All of that.
Sunny Coast, we are going to continue to do blitzes throughout today's show. These are going to be posted on Friday. So if you want to get it before Christmas, feel free to hit us up on cfm.radio or wait until we tell you to call next.
Only 100, so very exclusive, and they will be keepsakes worth money in the future, surely.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Should we put our signatures on them? Is that going to make them worth more?
No, let's not give away the signatures.
Okay, yeah,
people
true.
Have to pay for that.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.